RFI, Radio France International.
Beta Youth, you are the curator at the Guggenheim Bilbao for Louis Bourgeois here. What is the most remarkable point you showed to the public? Bourgeois was already in different cities, like in Centre-Georges Pompidou in Paris, also in Moscow and other places. But in Bilbao, when you show such a big quantity of her works, what is the point you want to show? Curatorial speaking, what is the most remarkable point here?
There are different points of views and also different aspects that we wanted to cover. For example, as you know, we have in our collection the spider, which is staying outside of the museum. And everybody in Bilbao knows the spider because they are walking along the river and they are always encountering the spider of Louis Bourgeois. So they're very acquainted with this work. It came into the collection in 2001. For us, it's really very interesting to show something more to the public, to Bilbao, of course, but also to the visitor in general. I think this exhibition is a very, very special one because we did another presentation of the collection of New York. They have different Louis Bourgeois works. And this exhibition is a historical one because I think it will be very, very difficult in the next 20 years or 25 years to see an exhibition like this. It's part of her career that she started when she was over 70. She started the series of the cells. You have about 60 cells all over, but we have nearly 30 here. So we really think that it's summary of her universe because she was reflecting about her universe, about her past, and she was bringing all the memories, all her documents into these cells. And I think this is very different to other exhibitions because it's a more personal exhibition.
It is remarkable for me to see all those cells in different material. And also, we see some elements so familiar in her life, the gifts from Corbusier, her own family collection, and also the things more mysterious. We don't know where it was from, like the dress from different periods. So can we say it's kind of a summary of her different periods of life? It's a collection of her emotion, her sentiments, her stories. So it's like a mausoleum of what she has experienced and lived. Can we say that?
I think so. I think it's really a summary of her life. I think she was always collecting her life in objects. She was finding objects, but she was collecting her objects from her life. And I think she had to bring all this together. It's like to write a book with all your memories. And she didn't write a book. Also, she was a very, very good writer. But she did it in a different way. She just constructed these cells. You have seen the exhibition. You are surely aware that no cell is like the other. They are also different.
In fact, installation is her writing in this exhibition.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Installation of her documents. What she says in one cell. I need my memories. They are my documents. So she was writing with these documents.
With installation.
Mm-hmm.
The other point is the thesis. That means when we understand her approach to put different things together in different cells, then we understand she has certain theses, like her childhood, her parents, her mother, her father, sex, or the best souvenir she has from her childhood, regrets, etc. So I think it's really organized in terms of her concerns and occupations around her life.
Yes, of course. I think she is always going back to her childhood, her memories, once again. I think it was not an easy childhood for her, but I think also there are similar stories in the world, and there is no second Louis Bourgeois. I think this is also the key to the work. I think you can understand very well her work if you know the family story, but it's also a little bit family story of clichés, because the mother was ill, she hid the illness from her father, the father was contracted the au pair, then he had an affair with the au pair, and so on and so on. But she was tremendously sad, and she went even to a psychoanalysis, of course, when her mother died, but still with her father. So she was the preferred daughter of the father, but she had a very ambiguous relationship with him because she hated the au pair, of course.
Well, she has such a way to metaphorize her life and her concerns about people around her. It was so well done. And at the same time, we see the cells of confession. It's made for confess. And it said, je t'aime, I love you. So while she has so well described with her installation about her feelings, her emotions, her stories, what else she can confess?
I don't think she will confess in her work. I think she invites us to confess. I don't think it's her, because she knows very well her confession is in the artwork, so she has not to confess anymore. But she invites us to confess, and she thinks a lot of people have to confess something, and that's what I want to invite them.
Among the major installation artists, we always see the works have the link, strong link between the artist and the society concerns, society occupation. So in Louis Bourgeois' work, we see more autobiographic story than social movement or more universal concern. How do you explain that? Or it's only her choice?
I think, for example, for a long time, for example, the first exhibition, a really important exhibition she had in the 80s, she was more than 70 years old. She was always an underground artist. And I think this is very interesting too, because she was not famous, but she was a very strong reference for young artists. And she was always with young people, for example. This is very interesting. The autobiographic, because it was, she could understand that, what was going on in her. So that's because it was so important for her. For example, the feminist movement, they always said, yes, it's a woman artist, and so on, and she's feminist because she has a strong character, and so on. And she always said, no, I'm just a woman. I'm a woman. Woman and a man, they are different, but I am a woman. But I'm not a feminist.
So it's Louis Bourgeois' story.
Yes, it is the unique story.
Thank you so much, Petra.
RFI 法国国际广播电台